It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Samsung's devices will have to start looking and acting differently. That's after jurors handed Apple a billion-dollar win over Samsung on Friday in a game-changing patent lawsuit. And it got us wondering whether we'd see the real-life introduction of the Pyramid tablet from the TV show The Office.
This week, we are rolling out the brand-new Sabre tablet, the Pyramid.
Why is it shaped like that?
Turns out we probably won't get a pyramid or circular or octagonal tablet anytime soon. Mark Limley is a professor at Stanford Law School.
The one patent that the jury rejected in what was otherwise a pretty sweeping win for Apple was the simplest and I think the most problematic one, and that was the shape of the rectangle for the tablet with rounded corners. Now, the jury didn't say that patent was invalid. They didn't invalidate any of the patents. But they did say that Samsung didn't infringe it, and that's, a way of avoiding a problematic ruling that said nobody could use rectangles for their tablets.
But other changes are coming. Companies can patent design.
If you came up with something that looked different than anybody had done before, a classic example is the traditional shape of the glass Coca-Cola bottle. You could have a patent on that, not because it was inventive, but because it was new and different ornamentation, and we wanted you to be able to prevent other people from imitating it.
In this case, Samsung's going to need to change how its devices look.
There are several design patents that have to do with the way the phone and the tablet are set up, the structure of the single central button, and the shape of the microphone and things like that in the context of the overall shape of the phone.
There'll also be changes to how the devices work, and that will affect even the apps you can use.
There's an entire applications ecosystem out there that's written hundreds of thousands of programs on the assumption that these features are built into the operating system of the smartphone. So anybody whose software allows you to pinch to expand or contract or bounce back on the screen from a list or tap to center, Samsung now has to worry not just about its own operating system, but about whether the apps that it's already sold are going to be compatible with the redesigned system.
The judge still has yet to say what the decision will mean to current Samsung users and for the devices already on the shelf. But Professor Colleen Chen from Santa Clara Law School says the ruling will have a big effect for the tech industry and intellectual property, or IP.
The philosophy in tech has been for many years, innovate first, sort out the IP later. And this case says that you can't really do that in all cases because you really might get in trouble on the back end.
Patent lawyers have their hands full with dozens of battles over smartphones and tablets. Chen says it's easy to understand why.
Well, you know, if you talk to a bank robber and you ask them, why are you robbing a bank? And the answer is that's where the money is.
And the legal battles are likely to continue as the market grows.
There's an estimate out there that a single smartphone is covered by 250,000 patents. That's compared to a pharmaceutical product like a drug, which may have 5 or 10 key patents on it. So with that many patents out there, a lot of people are going to have claims over the smartphone and how it works.
Chin thinks the number of patents is going to keep expanding right along with the smartphone and tablet market. You can sign up for our daily newsletter, everything you need to know about tech delivered straight to your inbox, and follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.